Now, the Hodge twins are two of the biggest stars on YouTube, and they'll also have you know they're two of the sexiest. Well, if you're a fan of Keith and Kevin, you're in luck because you'll be able to see the lads as they'll be taking their stand-up comedy show to the Olympia Theatre on June 7th. And we are delighted to welcome back to Spin 103.8 Keith and Kevin Hodge. Gentlemen, the Hodge twins, it's great to have you back.
Yeah. Hey, Gordon, you think we're sexy, man?
I think there's a lot of people in the office would also feel that the same. So listen, I'm definitely not in the minority there whatsoever. The last time we were talking to you guys on Spin, we were obviously just chatting about your massive YouTube success and how you guys wanted to develop your brand, even when it came to supplements and all the other stuff that you got going on. But you were kind of in your infancy the last time we chatted in regard to the stand-up side of things. So just tell us first how that's been going and getting this show now over to Europe.
Oh, it's going really great. I mean, we've been trying to get over to Europe and Ireland and that area for like the last couple of years. But, you know, a lot of the promoters, they never heard of it. It's like, who are these two losers? So finally we teamed up with Live Nation UK. Our agent was able to get a hold of them and they worked something great out for us.
Oh, that's brilliant. And in terms of the content, because if anyone has seen your YouTube videos, nothing's off the table. There are some of your videos where you're happy to dish out, you know, advice when it comes to relationships and you comment on stuff that is crazy stories that you guys have found online. So can you give us a sort of a flavor of some of the themes and some of the stuff that you'll be talking about when you hit Dublin?
No, it's totally inappropriate. But it comes from a good place, Gordon. Basically, our stand-up set is, when it comes to our type of comedy, is storytelling. So a lot of it's just explaining what we went through when we was kids and up until, you know, what we're doing now on YouTube and stand-up and things we got going on in our lives, being married, having kids and things like that.
Can you take us back to your first stand-up comedy gig, when you took to that stage, how were you both feeling? Because anyone seeing your YouTube videos, you both, you know, Keith and Kevin Hodge, two very confident guys, but were you nervous taking to the stage for the first time?
Oh, man, I was so nervous, man. Like, when I was walking up on the stage, I couldn't feel my legs. I thought I was going to trip over and smash my face on the stage.
Yeah, it's definitely, it was nerve-wracking the night before. I never had a panic attack before, and I woke up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. My heart was just racing. I was like, what is going on? You know, so I started to feel a little nervous because, you know, doing a YouTube video in front of a camera is totally different than walking out in front of 500-600 people on the stage. So, but, you know, once we got on stage, you know, once you get a couple laughs, you know, your nerves settle down. But our first show compared to how we perform now is like night and day because you can't really learn stand-up until you actually do it.
Yeah, because that's the thing. It's a difficult one, and I really admire stand-up comedians because it really takes some kahunas to go out there and make people laugh. And I'm sure, like, you've been to stand-up comedy gigs where you've seen comedians just fall flat, and it's just so cringy. But you guys have amassed a huge fan base. Were there many of them in the audience, or did it take a bit of time just trying to win people over?
Well, what you see in our YouTube videos, that's pretty much what you go see us do on stage. So our fans already like what we do. We just put in like a stand-up format. Mm-hmm. And so far, so good.
Yeah.
We had a lot of success. When we first started, I mean, we was new. But now it's like we've been doing it almost 2 years now. So we have about close to 200 shows under our belt. So we've really learned a lot over the last couple of years doing stand-up.
But which one of you, out of the two of you, came up with the idea? Maybe, you know, we should try and take this out on the road. Like, we're having success, obviously, on YouTube. But, you know, I think there's something more to this. We could really develop this as another sideline here on the stand-up circuit.
Yeah, I don't even remember how we came up. Cause, yeah. You know, we would like to watch stand-up all the time before we started YouTube. And I don't know. I think it was just something we came up together with, just sitting and talking. Say, man, why don't we give this a shot?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we always admired stand-up comedians and love watching stand-up. So once we been on YouTube for about 6-7 years and we developed a following, we said, hey, let's take this next step. Let's see if we can actually do it. So we actually, before we went on the road, we actually started studying comedians like 2 years before. Mm-hmm. We was actually working on a set about 18 months before we actually walked on stage. So we put a lot of research into it, a lot of effort before we actually walked out there.
Right, fair play. Because also the success you've had on YouTube, your unique selling point is the fact that you both are obviously twins. So when it came to Live Nation and getting that deal with them. There can't be that many twins out there doing comedy of this nature.
Yeah, I think I ran into a couple. Yeah, the most famous one is the Lucas Brothers, but after them, there's nothing. Well, there's I think the Schuyler Brothers. Yeah, the Schuyler Brothers, but nobody really well known. The only one well known, they was on TV in a Burger King commercial. Nobody knows it for that stand up. Yeah, they see them in a Burger King commercial.
And Kabir, like, with you guys doing, like, the amount of prep you've done watching comedians and finding out certain traits of theirs that work, I could see you guys down the line doing acting of some nature, you know what I mean? Trying to get a comedy vehicle for yourselves off the ground, whether it be movies or an online side of things, because you just have to look at what YouTube is developing there at the moment with YouTube Red, and they've got this Karate Kid series, Cobra Kai now in the works. What about that aspect? You know, looking at even further down the line, because I'm sure you guys have got goals and dreams that you still want to achieve. Is acting on the radar?
Yeah, we're trying. I mean, we went to YouTube Red. They wasn't interested. And we're on YouTube. And we've been trying. It's that's a tough gig to crack, man. That you go and say, we twins. We don't give a damn. Yeah. You got a million followers. I don't give a shit.
God damn you, YouTube. Because I have seen one of your videos where you were given out. Now, we're going back now a good few months in regard to money-making on YouTube and how you would look like that you might have to develop a side of the business where you'd have to go almost private and so that people would have to pay for the content. What did that feel like at that time, having to make that video and try to go down that particular route of YouTube?
It was hard, man, because I know fans like, oh, these dudes trying to get rich now. But it wasn't even like that. It's just we're just trying to, you know, keep doing what we're doing. And in order to do that, you have to be earning money in what you do. I mean, I would love to sit back and do videos for free, but I'm going to be homeless. So to keep up with our lifestyle and to keep doing the videos that we like to do them, we started to do the harshtwins.tv. Yeah. So we have big plans for that platform as well. We want to start a podcast. We would like to do our little own shorts, movies, stuff like that, because I want that to – we want to transition into harshtwins.tv to be our new home as far as our, you know, providing entertainment.
Yeah, and YouTube, I would say the money we would make on YouTube, our revenue, mm-hmm. I'd say it dropped about close to 80%.
Wow, that is so
it just stopped. I mean, it was no warning, no nothing. It was just like, we woke up and say, like, what's going on? Maybe it's a glitch. 2 weeks later, I said, man, this is a big-ass glitch.
Oh, no. But, like, I want to just talk about, for you guys, where the business is going, like, even with that, you know, massive drop. Like, what is a typical day like for the Hodge twins in terms of exercise, recording videos, and looking after business?
Our day starts around 9. We hit the gym for about an hour and a half. Then we grab something to eat. And then we go over what we're going to talk about, and then we shoot our video. So our day probably starts around 9 and ends around, I would say, 7, because we have to edit the videos and upload them. Yeah,
it's a pretty long day. I mean, a lot of times people look at the 5-minute video we put up, and they're like, oh, it took them 10 minutes to do this. Nah, it took a while. Yeah.
And how's the other side of the business as well, the supplements and the fashion wear and things like that? Now, are you happy the way that's going?
Yeah, it's going good. It's keeping our lights on because it ain't YouTube. Yeah, and that's YouTube. Funny because YouTube started everything for us, and then they just left us.
Like a mistress. But, you know, in terms of the success you guys have been having, and were you guys over in Germany maybe a year or two ago? I could be getting that wrong. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger was doing some stuff.
Yeah, we was at the FIBO. It was a fitness expo. We was traveling with, at the time, we had a sponsorship, and they had flew us out there to meet our fans and stuff like that.
What is it like meeting fans and also celebrities that have become big admirers of your work? Does that sort of take you back that side of the fandom?
Yeah, it's weird when you know famous people are watching. It's like, oh my God, this person's watching my video. You know? But you just have to, after a while, we call it, it's like, you know, we've got like 100 million views. It's all kinds of people that saw the stuff we do. So we never had any idea it would take off the way it did, though. Yeah, we just, at the time we had full-time jobs, we realized people was making money on YouTube. I just wanted to try to make my car payment on time.
Yeah.
Get my wife's hair and nails done every once in a while, you know. We didn't even anticipate it was going to take off the way it did.
Are you guys aware, obviously, you know, you're coming over to Dublin, but When did it start becoming apparent to you that you had a following in Ireland?
I had no idea. Like, when we went to the Fitness Expo in London, and people say, yeah, I came from Ireland. I was like, what the hell is that? Right? And I had no idea. And then I think you guys had reached out to us for an interview. I was like, Ireland? Yeah. Why they want to talk to us? We got people in Ireland that watch our videos. It's like, had no idea.
Yeah, actually, Europe on Facebook is like our biggest audience. Yeah. United Kingdom, Scotland, Ireland.
Yeah, that's really weird, right? Our biggest audience is not out there. We have a big audience in the
United States. It's a high concentration of people in that one little area.
Yeah, we have a huge audience in Ireland and especially the UK. It's insane.
It's going to be great now for people to actually see you guys in the flesh. While you're over in Dublin, have you got long in the city? Like, would there be an opportunity for you guys, I don't know, like to make some videos while you're here?
Yeah, we're going to definitely try.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Never been there before, so I have no idea, you know, where to go.
Well, maybe we could throw it out to the Spin listeners and people online if they've got any ideas for videos. Like, would you take any direction if anyone had anything to throw into the pot in terms of a video theme?
Yeah.
Suppose, don't put the lads in any awkward situations, I suppose. But how long will you get to stay in Dublin? Is it pretty much fly in and then fly then into the UK?
I think we're gonna fly in the day before the show.
Right.
And then the next morning we'll fly out to the UK. So we got a day to make it happen. Yeah.
And so, like, it's going to be busy, you know, every night you're doing stuff. You know, have you got anyone traveling with you? Is there, like, a warm-up comedian, or do you know, is that pretty much provided then by the venue?
We're bringing a friend of ours out. He's going to be our warm-up comedian. His name is comedian Chris Clark.
Yeah, he's been in comedy for, I think he's been doing it well over 15 years, so he's got a lot of experience, and he helps us, you know, hone our material, and he really helps us sell our merchandise to our fans as well, too.
People kind of think, when fatherhood happens, do you in any way get a bit soft in terms of type of content that you want to discuss? So have you noticed any little changes just in terms of your own style since fatherhood arrived?
No, it's pretty over the top still.
It's gotten
like
worse.
My wife don't like some of the stuff I say. I was like, man, get used to it.
Gentlemen, listen, so many people are looking forward to you guys coming over. Once again, June 7th in the Olympia Theatre, you'll get to see the Hodge twins, Keith and Kevin Hodge. You cannot miss it. Ticketmaster.ie is where you can get the tickets. Get them now because they will go fast. Gentlemen, it's so good to speak to you again. We always are very thankful for your time. Keith and Kevin Hodge, it's a pleasure.
Thank you, Gordon.